I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change.
Earlier on this series,
can I tell you the truth? Never be too busy to give attention to your wife. While you're busy, with all your anointing, get that for your. When you come, look at her face. Are you okay? If she's not okay, you know what to do. To make her okay, take her out. Don't be too anointed. You don't take her. Take her out. Shop with her. Say, what do you want? Sit down somewhere and say, take anything you want to eat. If you carry your girlfriend to eat, why would not carry your wife? You married now. You used to carry your girlfriend to Google places to eat. Now you're married. Carry your wife to the best hotel. To the best hotel. Are you hearing me now? Give your wife a treat. She can't forget you. Don't say walk. Your wife say, honey, he say, I'm coming. We have business. Take time, mom. Wife, please, have time for your own husband too. It's not only man to have time. Wife, have time for your... So women don't have time for their husbands. Can I take cook for my husband? I'm coming. Can I take cook? Can I take will be cooking and then cook everything for him? Oh, take time. Have time for your husband. And both of you in turn need time with your children. That's what we're teaching you. Order your finance. Can I tell you? Borrowing. I don't believe in borrowing, but it's not a sin. But it's a weight. Borrowing except for business that will bring profit. I don't encourage you to. I don't do it, and I will never do it. But borrowing for any other purpose is an indication that you cannot order your finance. If you say, well, I invested in a business and I got a profit. Well, I believe in borrowing, you can do that, but I don't believe in borrowing. But for someone for any other reason to borrow, this is your problem. Am I talking to you? If you say, well, I borrowed 1 million and I did a business and I got 10 million, people can say, okay. But you borrow to buy a car. Okay, of what use are you borrowing the car to buy? Why not wait till when you have the money? So even borrow to eat. Am I talking to someone here? When money comes, have priority. Have what? This we invest. This we do. What's our priority? Is it going abroad the first priority? No. Our priority should be first to build a house. We are living in a rented house. Why not we get a house first? How can you be using a Mercedes Benz in a rented house? You are using an E-Class and the house is not your own. You are renting it. Mercedes Benz is 20-something million. That's enough for you to build a bungalow. If not a story building. If S-Class is 20-something million. So there's somebody saying, you're buying such a car in the rented. And landlord is taking money, saying, I'm a big man, you know. And you don't have a house of your own. You see your priority. And your wife is comfortable with you in that house. Two of you have, your sense has to be correct. Because this is both sides. Some women deceive themselves even in church. You know, we just came back from New York. And from New York, we just went to Frankfurt. From Frankfurt, we went to Paris. And then glory to God. And then bank your own. If your husband deceives everybody, must he deceive you too? Even if he deceives everybody, call him. Tell him, my husband, come. One man went and was calling people, said, take one bottle. The wife called him, said, come on. Children's school fees never paid. They said, one bottle. He said, come. You can't do that one. My children's school fees never paid. One bottle. He never paid children's school fees, so this one bottle went around. I'm going to pay. If your husband, your tongue in the house, does not agree, when you go like, drag him for his waist, hold on. They say, what you making? He blessed one to a private thing. They're like, push him into the bedroom, said, la, you know they buy. I no agree. You know, some men are very funny. Even their wives are doing like this, they won't understand. They use their eye to do like this, say, no. Maybe I've seen one woman, he wants to pose that he's in that class. It's what young men who are normally to prioritize your finance. Young men to like that. They carry their checkbook in their bag. They see one small girl, they bring a checkbook. I like showing our church, you know. Are you happy with me? Yeah. It's both male and female. They're not only man or women to do it. Some men will just be talking big talk. Big. When they talk, you wonder where they're coming from. When you hear some young girls talk, you wonder, is that not the father, you know? She'll be talking as if her father is one man living his face. Don't live a fake life. It's a plastic. That's a plastic life. Just live your life. Be yourself. Are you still with me? Yes. We are talking about family with a difference. So when you marry, you have a difference. Because most people didn't hear all these things when they were young. Otherwise, they would have made the mistake they made. So a young person to be in this church and make any mistake, it's not a mistake, it's stupidity. Your parents didn't hear most of the things you're hearing now. So they don't have any reason to make any mistake. Number 5, which is the final one. Develop a forgiving spirit. Develop what? A forgiving spirit. Must cultivate the virtue of forgiveness. If you want your marriage and family to be different, then cultivate the virtue of forgiveness. Unforgiveness capitalizes on the past. Unforgiveness capitalizes on the past and keeps bringing up to you what others have done. To hurt your feelings in the past. When you keep unforgiveness, you walk in unforgiveness. One thing it does is that you will meditate on the thing that's happened to a point it will move to hurt and from hurt into bitterness. When a man refuses to let go and keep what the woman, the brothers, the sisters have done, before you know it, it will begin to hurt you. And when it hurts you to get to a point, you begin to walk in bitterness. And when you walk in bitterness, you will fall out of the grace of God. No marriage, no family can be different if they don't learn to forgive. What as your husband? What as your wife and brothers? What is it that your in-laws have done that you cannot forgive? Is that true, sir? Yeah, this a wise man said, I can forgive, but I cannot forget is only another way of saying I cannot forgive.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Hello. God has changed my life through the teachings of Pastor David Ibiomi, and he can do the same for you. God is more interested in your life than you are. And you can now watch David Ibiomi in the comfort and convenience of your home or office using your iPad, BlackBerry phones, your Androids, or your personal computers. All you need to do is log on to our website, salvationministrieshs.org. Wow, it just doesn't end there. You can also send your testimonies or prayer requests if you need to be counseled personally. All you need to do is call +234 844 66170. You can join us every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. Come and join us and you will never regret it.
For as you think in your heart, so are you.
Every man of impact is a productive thinker. Daniel was in the midst of wicked rulers who brought decrees against Daniel. Yet Daniel came out through thinking.
There are some things that I really don't know before, but now I understand a lot of things.
And I have a deeper insight of what thinking means. And I'm aware also that thinkers rule the world.
Everything to make you a success is already in you. God has given to you, but you have not steered it.
I know how to think now.
And I think it will improve my life.
When a man engages his mind productively, he can't be trapped by any wicked ruler.
Thinkers rule their world. Mental Development for Impact. A series of teachings that will help you succeed in life through thinking.
To get a copy of this message on DVD, contact us through the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
A wise man said, I can forgive, but I cannot forget is another way of saying I cannot forgive. Yeah, but I've forgiven, but I can't forget what he did to me. You're only saying, I have not forgiven. Okay, if you don't forgive her, where will you just die quick. Okay, don't forgive your wife. Two of you are in the same house. That's why it makes no sense. Because no leave. So the earlier you forgive, so you live long, the better. That's why many people have problems in their marriages, because they can't forgive their spouse and they cannot divorce. So what are you doing? So the earlier you free the person and go forward, they better. So that's even the man you're angry with. He doesn't even know that you're angry. You didn't hear me? Unforgiveness gives room to the devil. Gives room to the devil. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass. So if I don't forgive those who trespass against me, God will not forgive me. And if God does not forgive me, can I go forward? Luke 11, verse 4. He said, in Mark 11, 23, 26, for my last Sunday, if thou shalt say to this mountain, be thou what? And be thou kept, thou shalt not die, shalt have whatsoever you said. Verse 24 says, thereby I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye see that ye shall what? Faith is powerful, prayer is powerful, but here 25. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If you have ought against any, that your Father also, which is heaven, may forgive you your what? Verse 26. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is heaven, forgive your trespasses. If you don't forgive, forget, he won't forgive you. Okay, your own wife, you say you won't forgive. Your own husband, you won't forgive. Jesus gave a parable in the book of Matthew 18, 23 to 35, of an unforgiving servant. An unforgiving what? This man just said, he forgave him, but he refused to forgive. And said he carried him to the tormentors. So when you don't forgive, God will hand you over to the tormentors. May God not hand you over to tormentors. A wise man said, they who forgive most shall be most forgiven. They who forgive most. So the more you forgive, the more God forgives you. The more you forgive, the more God forgives you. The more you refuse to forgive, the more God holds it against you. So more you forgive, more God forgives you. Is that clear, sir? Unforgiveness leads to bitterness. Hear this. You know why most of you, it's not the devil holding down your prayer. It's not the devil holding down your contract. It's just unforgiveness. Hear what the Bible said in Hebrews 12. It said, fellow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Verse 15, hear this. It said, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest the root of what? Bitterness. Springing up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. So, can a defiled man have access to God? And what brings defilement? Bitterness? I know you never believe that bitterness can bring defilement. You know, defilement, the first you think is immorality. No, so? Bitterness brings defilement. And when a man is defiled, he can't have access to the blessings of God. That's why when somebody walks in unforgiveness, he will walk into bitterness. And when he walks into bitterness, nothing will work. Your life will be battered. Many problems today, many people can't get breakthrough. It's not because of the devil. It's because of unforgiveness. Husband has done you something 10 years ago. You still put it in your heart. The past hurts, but please let go of it. We didn't say it didn't touch you, but let go of it. Yes, it hurts you, but let go of it. To forgive is to set a prisoner free. To forgive is what? To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover the prisoner was you. To forgive is to set a prisoner and discover that the prisoner was you. When you forgive people, you become very light. You have a colorful destiny, let go of the past. Bible forgiveness does not keep record of offenses in diaries or faults. Bible what? Does not keep record of offenses or diaries of faults. Some of you, your diary is to record what your wife did to you. That diary is for events, not for record. Your wife cooked bad food, you not record it. You see, this is my wife, 1974. She gave me food without salt. You record. The diary is for important events. That's not what God gave you diary for. And if every husband can forgive a wife, there'll be no problem. And if everyone can forgive a husband, there'll be no problem. We count too much. That's why God has not counted our blessings. Count your blessings. They are not counting your blessings because you are counting too much of. Okay. You are saying your husband did this. You didn't do anything. Huh? Have you seen any perfect man? I'm asking you, without fault. Eh? He said, we are all walking into perfection. That means we are all perfect. There was some level. Some of you may not, you are too quiet to a fault. Some people, their quietness is a problem. They don't talk about the quietness, if you stay around them, you will be afraid. How are you?
Fine.
You don't know whether you've offended them, or you don't know whether they're happy. And your husband has been forgiving you with that quietness. I said, the husband talked too much. Forgive him for talking too much. There's no way anybody can be like you. So when they offend you, forgive them. For they know not what they do, including your husband and wife. If he knows, he won't do it. Forgive today, forgive always, and forgive quickly, even when it is painful. Forgive today, forgive always, and forgive quickly, quickly, even when it is. Learn to forgive people. Learn to. That's the way to have a peaceful family. Forgive your husband. Forgive your wife. What has she done that you can't forgive her? You now sleep back her. Two of you on the same bed. She now sleep just like this. Then you cross leg to face the other side. Then the husband will move his legs. Must want to touch his wife. She make. You don't need that. Don't need that. When you move your leg like that, leave your leg. You to bring her nearer. Say, we'll go settle her here. Anyhow, we'll quarrel. We don't quarrel each year. That's why it's your husband. That's why it's your... And your wife. Live all this. We can live a simple life. If you don't count on things, you will never have this problem. Come to a point where you excuse people for who they are. Can I tell you one of the greatest secrets I have? Eh? I've learned to tolerate people as they are. They can't be like me. So I just believe that every other person has his own lifestyle. So forgive your wife. If she put too much salt, she was trying to please you. And the salt became too much. See it like that. If she forget to put salt, she's loved you so much that in the midst of love, she forgot salt. See it like that. Are you getting me now? You forgive your wife. That's where you will live long. Anything she do, learn to excuse people. Say this way, I think I excuse them. The reason why they are doing this is because they don't know. I forgive them, man. Well, the place of order in marriage and family. As I will preach, order is not a gift. I'm finishing my speech. Order is not a what? It is cultivated. It's not a gift. You cultivate order. Order is developed by everyone who desires it. God won't give you the gift of order. You develop it. Make up your mind to cultivate order. Also develop a forgiving spirit.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career? Someone's knocking at the door. Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org. Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or other materials by David Ebiomie, you could call +234 703-897-5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Obiobi, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234 844 66170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.